Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's the site where you can see all the things that we do here on the show, all of my writing, all of that of my Brain Trust members. Yeah, that's right. We got lots of articles that we post of theirs, a lot of the things that they're doing, their new books, some of the new stuff that they're doing. You get access to all of these guys. A couple of thousand of the smartest people that I know, and our videos. You got the podcast, thousands, tens of thousands of podcasts on every topic under the Small Business Sun, right there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. So I hope you check that out. But also, I hope you go to my book website for my new book, The Age of the Customer, and go to ageofthecustomer.com. But if you type in theageofthecustomer.com, I own that one too. It'll go right there. And when you get there, you'll be able to see a little bit more about some of the things I've talked to you about over the last 4 or 5 years, The Age of the Customer, in a little bit better form. And you can learn about the concepts a little bit more. There's some video there. And you can see what other people have said about the book. And you can buy the book there. You can link to Amazon or Books A Million. You can also buy an autographed copy from me. I've even got a bonus option there. I've got a great deal. I'm going to send you 3 books. If you buy the autographed copy of my new book, I'm going to send you my other two books. Throw those in and ship them to you. Won't charge you for the shipping. And also, you can buy the electronic book either at Amazon, the Kindle version, but also the iBook. The Apple version and the Kindle version, you can buy from me right there on ageofthecustomer.com. So check all that out, and I think you'll like it, and let me know what you think. So, okay, I want to talk about a couple of surveys that we've done the last few months. You know, back the first of the year, the first week of January, I think it was, we asked you what were your instincts about the new year? What were you thinking about how your business was going to be in the new year, and 60% of you said you were either positive or very positive. 60% in considering what was coming up for you, 60% said you were looking forward to a good year. But 2 months later, we asked this question: with 2 months of 2014 behind us, how is the economy looking for your business? 5% said that the sales are great and you expect them to continue. 5%. 34% said we're seeing improvement over last year. So we got 39% that I consider to be in that earlier percentage, that earlier group of a positive or very positive 2 months earlier. So we went from 60% the beginning of the year to 40% essentially in the 2 months later. 42% this week said so far this year is trending no better than last year, and 18% said this year is looking worse than last year. So we've got about 40% saying things are good, 60% saying things are not good. That's the inversion. That's inverted over basically what we were told 2 months ago. So the experience, I mean, 2 months into the new year, less than 4 in 10 small business owners are seeing any sign of economic growth in the early going. This is not a good sign. With this kind of response from the people that I consider to be the pathologically optimistic sector of the marketplace, small business owners, you create over half of the U.S. economy. You hire 2/3 of all new employees, and you employ half of all employees. You sign the front of paychecks for half of America's workers. This economy is looking like anything but a robust recovery 5 years after the end of the recovery, of the end of the recession, I should say. But, this is not good. Here's the understatement of the year, my friends. This is starting to get out of hand. I'm talking about what seems to be the entrenched malaise on Main Street. Remember, folks, I'm just commenting on what you report to me. I would much rather be talking about how excited everyone is about the future. And I'm going to talk some more about this. I'm going to write a little bit more extensively on this coming up over the next week or two or three on this topic. So stay tuned for that. And thank you for participating in our survey. But I'm really concerned. It's really upsetting to me that here we are, almost 5 years since the end of the Great Recession, and we're still getting these kinds of responses from small business owners. The reality is that more than half, poll after poll, from the NFIB to others that I report on, poll after poll, including ours, are showing less than exuberance by small business owners out here on Main Street. We got to find a way to turn this around, and I don't know exactly what we got to do, how much more time we've got to spend. But what concerns me is that we're approaching a lost decade, folks. We're halfway through what I'm calling a lost decade out here on Main Street. Now, there's something going on out there that Patty Green is working on. And she's our good friend. Dr. Patty Green is going to be with me after this next break. And she's going to talk to us about some things that she is doing with helping thousands of businesses turn things around. So hang on for that. That's coming up right after the next break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.